Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to third. Eisenreich moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Yount hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Yount reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Surhoff hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. There goes Yount trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into McFarlane, who tags Yount, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Surhoff moves to second. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stillwell hits a line drive. Yount throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Stillwell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McFarland moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarland hits a line drive towards the mound. Burke Beck catches it and steps on first to double up White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive towards left. Deer catches it and throws to Gantner, who relays to Brock to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Stapleton now pitching. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. Eisenreich moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Jackson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Jackson steals third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sveum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sveum picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sveum. Seitzer moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull is hit by the pitch. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive towards short. Sveum catches it and steps on second to double up Seitzer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. McFarlane moves to third. It's 5-0, Royals. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sveum misplays the ball. That's an error on Sveum. Stillwell moves to third. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. Pecota moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Bill Pecota now playing third base. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Riles moves to second. It's 7-1, Royals. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sviam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles scores. Gantner moves to third. Sviam moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Royals. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scotty Madison now playing right field. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Madison. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.